Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Friday, March 6th, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Wow, it's the end of the week. Oh, I can't believe it's Friday. This week went by so fast. It's crazy, actually. Damn. I have some great weekend plans that involve sleeping so late. And obviously, I'm going to be watching Love is Blind. I got to catch up on Real Housewives of New Jersey. I have so much work to do, and this is important work, okay? God, I can't wait for the weekend. Woo! All right, let's just get into today's topics, shall we? Grimes officially confirmed that Elon Musk is the father of her baby. Meghan Markle went over to England and was like, surprise, I'm back and hotter than ever. Demi Lovato opened up about how her team used to hide sugar from her and exacerbated her eating disorder. William Shatner got horse semen as a part of his divorce settlement. Vanessa Hudgens made weird sounds with her mouth. And finally, we're going to talk about how Britney didn't see that video of Jaden from Instagram Live that we talked about yesterday. Whew, thank God. All right, here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. With Katy Perry announcing her pregnancy in a music video on top of whatever Grimes is doing as like a pregnant pop star, I'm officially obsessed with this new trend. Like, all the female pop stars are doing performative artistic pregnancies now. It's so weird and I love it. I think I love it. Grimes just had a profile come out with the Rolling Stones. She's on the cover of the magazine. In the interview, she confirmed that Elon Musk is the daddy of her baby. She opened up about the spotlight on her relationship, saying, quote, no one believes me about this, but I just didn't understand what I was getting into at all. This shit that happened with my boyfriend has overwritten so much of my life's work, end quote. She also talked about her new song, So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth, and she revealed that it's actually a song about getting pregnant. She said, quote, it's about getting pregnant, the sort of tragedy of agreeing to it, even though it's this great thing. For a girl, it's sacrificing your body and your freedom. It's a pretty crazy sacrifice, and only half of the population has to do it. It was really profound to me, and when I decided I was going to do it, to actually go through the act of, like, you know, unprotected sex, end quote. Wow, I guess so Grimes and Elon Musk like intentionally tried to have a baby. Okay. All right, so it's official. If you're a pop star and you're not pregnant, it's time to head to the sperm bank. You can also just strap on a fake baby bump at this point, but you gotta hop on the new trend, okay? Pop stars are doing performative musical pregnancies now. That's just the way it's gonna be. If you don't like it, don't at me, okay? I don't make the rules, I just report on them. The prodigal Meghan and Harry returned to the UK this week and they attended the annual Endeavor Fund Awards in London on Thursday. People.com covered this, saying that the event is, quote, one of their key events of the year that honor veterans and servicemen and women who have achieved extraordinary milestones in their recovery from injury by taking part in sporting and adventure challenges over the past year, end quote. Anyway, so Harry and Meghan went to this event. They came back to the UK for it, and they looked gorgeous. They got caught in some paparazzi photo snapshots, and the pics are incredible, okay? They are walking in this, like, London street. It's just, like, gently raining. The paparazzi flash has, like, perfectly illuminated all of the raindrops behind them. The photo straight up looks like it's a still from like a 90s rom-com. It actually doesn't even just look like a still from a rom-com. It looks like the cover of a rom-com, like a poster. I want to watch whatever this movie is. And I guess I am watching it because I basically read articles about them every single day. And to me, that's a movie. Okay. Honestly, I'm glad they are doing well. They seem happier than ever, frankly. They're both glowing because, you know, they're not being crushed by the thumb of the royal family, I guess. Anyway, it's hot and I'm into it. And I thought Meghan would be dreading going back to the UK, but I'm pretty sure she's just like, yes, bitch, I'm back, bitch. Deal with it. I'm hotter than ever. I'm back and I'm hotter than ever. Demi Lovato has a new music video out today that I watched and I absolutely loved. I gotta say, I keep like watching Demi Lovato music videos and crying because she just makes me so emotional. Like, she's been through so much. She's now expressing it through her art. We have to protect Demi Lovato at all costs, everybody, okay? So whatever you do today, just watch her music video. That's how we can support her right now. Anyway, the video was great. It followed her journey to becoming a stronger person through all the hardships she's had to face recently. I'm almost positive I caught a reference to Selena Gomez in the video, and there also was kind of a Jonas Brothers reference. There were like three guys in Joe Bro-esque suits walking with their backs to Demi. Anyway, there was also a reference to her hospitalization. She like comforts a body as it's being rolled into an ambulance on a stretcher. I think that was a reference to her OD. Anyway, she went on Ellen to promote the video and opened up about her eating disorder that she admits led to her eventual drug and alcohol relapse that eventually led to her hospitalization for a nearly fatal OD. The interview started with Ellen saying that Demi's team used to hide all the sugar from the dressing room every time Demi came to Ellen. Demi responded that saying, quote, "I didn't know that until today too, but I lived a life for the past 6 years that I felt wasn't my own because I struggled really hard with an eating disorder. Yes, and that was my primary problem, and then it turned into other things. My life, I just felt it was so, and I hate to use this word, but I felt it was controlled by so many people around me," end quote. The next part of her interview is so heartbreaking. Apparently, members of her team enabled her eating disorder to the point where not only would they hide sugar from the dressing rooms, they straight up wouldn't even let her eat a damn birthday cake. Demi said, quote, "For many years, I didn't even have a birthday cake. I had a watermelon cake where you cut your watermelon into the shape of a cake and you put fat-free whipped cream on top and that was your cake. I just really wanted a birthday cake. So this year, when I turned 27, you know, I have a new team and Scooter Braun, my manager, gave me the best birthday cake. I spent it with Ariana Grande, who was one of my good friends, and we just had the best birthday. And I just remember crying because I was finally eating cake with a manager that didn't need anything from me and that loved me for who I am and supported my journey. I think at some point it becomes dangerous to try to control someone's food when they're in recovery from an eating disorder," end quote. Quote, "Yeah, no kidding. It's weird to do that to someone who's recovering from an eating disorder. Jesus Christ. I have to say, everybody, I have a new enemy. I have a new enemy. Chrissy Teigen, she's still my enemy. Don't worry. But I have a new enemy now. And that enemy is Demi Lovato's former manager, the one who did all of this to her. I don't know who they are. I'm sure I could easily Google it. But when I get around to doing that, they are officially my enemy. How dare you hurt my queen, Demi?" Ugh. Here's a new thing I'm working on. Treating my body like a precious, gorgeous little temple. And, you know, I really try. But even if I eat like 8,000 pounds of kale, the chances are I'm probably not getting all of the essential nutrients I need on a daily basis. Enter Ritual. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get enough of from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms, no shady additives or ingredients that can do more harm than good to your body. I definitely love taking my Ritual vitamins. I take them every morning after I have my coffee. It makes me feel like I'm taking care of my body and like I'm being responsible and an adult. It just makes me feel like I'm not such a trash can of a human being. It really does make me feel like I'm getting my life together. Ritual is delivered straight to your door. A subscription is easy to start and it's easy to snooze. It's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month. No strings attached. No strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/celeb. That's ritual.com/celeb.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hollywood divorces, you know, they're not like normal divorces. There's a lot more money at stake. Everybody's famous, which I guess explains why William Shatner's divorce is so weird, that he got horse semen as a part of his divorce settlement. Horse semen. I'm talking the semen that comes from a horse. You might remember that I covered Shatner's divorce when it first went down, but we're now getting like weird specific details as they round out the settlement with his ex-wife, Elizabeth Shatner. People covered this writing, quote, "The 88-year-old Star Trek actor is walking away with two of the former couple's horses, Renaissance Man's Medici and Powder River Shirley, along with two dogs, Macchiato and Double Espresso. He will also take ownership of all horse semen and horse equipment used for breeding the animals," end quote. Okay, so William Shatner got horse semen. He got horse semen. Let's see what his wife got. Okay, she got two horses as well. So I guess they had four. They split it up two and two. She also gets visitation rights to Shatner's horses if she gives him advance notice. And also she got their houses in Malibu Cove and Versailles, Kentucky. Oh my God, wait. They have a house in Versailles, Kentucky. That's where Brittany and Jax from Vanderpump Rules got married. I know this isn't true, but what if William Shatner's house in Kentucky is the weird, ugly parking lot castle where Jax and Brittany got married? Like, what if that's their house? Ugh, I hope it is. Anyway, congrats on the horse semen, Will. Use it wisely, I guess. Okay, so Vanessa Hudgens got a tattoo. It's like this cool kind of drawing of a divine feminine angel. I gotta say, the tattoo looks cool. It's a cool tattoo, but I don't want to talk about that tattoo. I want to talk about the video she posted of her reaction to getting the tattoo, because I'm completely obsessed with these like very pleased sounds that are coming out of Vanessa Hudgens's mouth. Okay, listen to her react to looking at her tattoo for the first time. I love it so much. I love that she like just posted this video. She doesn't say any words in it. She's just like looking at herself in a mirror and just going like, she's so pleased. It just makes me happy. Like, I love this. I need to save this audio clip and just start using it all the time. Like, I'm going to play it every time I even mildly like something. Like if my husband brings me a cup of coffee or if I'm driving in LA and there's no traffic. Or like when someone leaves me a positive review on Apple Podcasts. Okay, so Britney Spears' son, Jaden, posted that video on Instagram Live a couple days ago. We talked about it on yesterday's podcast episode. He kind of gets into how much he dislikes Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, And he mentions that he lives with his dad, Kevin Federline, in the video. Anyway, a source spoke to People about that video and confirmed that Britney Spears didn't see it. She did not see the video of Jaden before it was taken down. I mean, there's still ways to find it, but don't tell Britney that. Anyway, she hasn't seen it, which honestly, thank God. I don't want Britney to see things that might upset her. You know, I feel like Britney, does she have like a positivity assistant or something, like someone whose sole job is just making sure she never sees anything negative ever? Because I kind of feel like maybe she does, or she should. Like, if she hears an ambulance down the street, like the assistant should like immediately put earplugs in Britney's ears. Or if the news turns on at all, the assistant just like changes the channel to like that thing that just plays a fireplace. Anyway, the source also said that the boys, Jaden and Sean, primarily do live with Federline, but still spend some time with Spears. They said, quote, "They have very busy schedules like most kids their age. They have school, homework, and after school activities. They live with Kevin, his wife, and kids. The boys are fun and sweet," end quote. You know what? I'm just glad Britney didn't see it. I don't want to stress Britney out, okay? She broke her foot. She's going through a lot right now. Let's just let Britney chill for a sec. And Jaden, I'm sorry if you got grounded for that. Being 13 is tough. It's a tough age. All right, everybody, that is it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft everywhere. And you can follow the show at Celeb Ride Home. Thanks to Jack Allison, my co-producer and engineer. Thanks to Ride Home Media. And you know what? Thanks to all of you lovely listeners for listening. The show would not exist without you. And I am just happy you're here. Every day, I'm grateful that you listen to this little podcast about celebrities. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and for leaving all those great reviews on Apple Podcasts. It just makes my day, you know? It makes my little day. So yeah, shout out to all of you. And that's it. I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'll miss you. Are you going to miss me? Oh my God. As always, my DMs are open. If you ever want to talk about celebs or Summer House or Vanderpump Rules or Love is Blind, because I am going to be caught up after this weekend so I can finally talk about Love is Blind. All right. See you Monday. Love you. Bye.